Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. When you run a political campaign, there are certain requirements that you have to comply with. And when you take ads for a political campaign, there are certain requirements you have to comply with. And it turns out, and I know this will shock you, Facebook and Google apparently were not complying with them. Let's go to State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. This involves Facebook and Google and a lawsuit accusing them of not maintaining records for who bought campaign spots on their platforms. So let's go over the law here, Rob. What does it say? What is the, for example, this radio station, if somebody were to come into Cairo FM and say, we want to find out who paid for the political ads you run, we'd have to show them the records, correct?
Radio stations, TV stations, all commercial advertisers are required to maintain documents and books of account that are open for public inspection during normal business hours. This is part of our state law's emphasis on transparency, and we do that in two ways. Number one, when you're running a campaign and you buy ads, you have to disclose that fact. And number two, on the other side of the equation, the radio station, TV station, or internet advertising company has to keep books that are also available to the public. In part, it just makes it easier for someone to go and look to see who's buying what ads, but it also allows us to check the candidates' reporting against what the stations are reporting.
Well, The Stranger at thestranger.com has been doing some investigation into Facebook not keeping these records, and it finally led to a lawsuit being filed by the state attorney general. What are they demanding from Facebook and Google here?
Well, the most important thing that the attorney general is demanding is that Google and Facebook come into compliance with the state law, that they maintain these records so that anyone who wants to can walk in off the street and see who's been buying online ads for a campaign. That's what the reporter from The Stranger attempted to do. They weren't given access to the records that they requested, probably because Google and Facebook have not maintained records in the format that are required, and they just didn't have them available and didn't want to make them available.
So it never occurred to them that they would be covered by this statute. I guess it wouldn't have occurred to me either. But, I mean, do we know that they were completely ignorant of this, or was there possibly something they were trying to cover up, such as whether a foreign entity perhaps had been purchasing stuff on their platforms?
Well, I doubt that Facebook or Google were trying to cover anything up. I just think they hadn't made the adjustment to the fact that for campaign law purposes, they're considered a commercial advertiser selling the service of communicating messages for broadcast or distribution to the general public. And they just never thought of themselves in the same way as a TV station or radio station would, even though they've been selling political ads for many years now.
Let's get to the penalties then. Under the statute, state law provides for fines of up to $10,000 per violation of campaign finance rules. Now, with a radio station, that might, you know, a violation might constitute one playing of a particular spot. When you're talking about Facebook, if you count each person receiving one of these pop-up ads as a violation, this could be millions upon millions of dollars. Any idea how this would be enforced?
Well, it's determined at trial, and in the lawsuit, the Attorney General's office is asking for penalties to be determined at trial. I can tell you that no court is literally going to apply a $10,000 per violation amount to, you know, each instance in which someone saw an ad pop up on their computer. They're not. The courts are sensible. They might impose penalties of significant amounts, but frankly, if the companies both cooperate and put systems in place to make records available that are open for public inspection, just as radio and TV stations already do, and also newspapers already do, then it would be sensible for the AG's office to suspend penalties or not seek them at all, frankly, because it isn't clear yet anyway that these companies were purposely trying to evade the law as opposed to just not paying enough attention to what the law requires of them. So I would give them the benefit of the doubt, at least initially. But you hold this kind of penalty over their heads to make sure they put in place the systems the law required. It becomes a pretty big cudgel. My guess is Facebook and Google will settle, and they'll settle by putting the record keeping and reporting in place that the law requires.
Yeah. Nobody has more money than Facebook and Google. It'd be pretty tempting to want to enforce the law to the letter, I would think.
Well, I think that's right, and we should, because online advertising is an increasingly large component of political advertising. So the same logic that drives us to want to see transparency for radio, TV, and print advertising drives it for online advertising as well. And if these companies have, in fact, been recalcitrant, if there's evidence that they knew they were supposed to, you know, provide this kind of record inspection and simply didn't feel like doing it, penalties might be appropriate. And that's why, you have the trial court, the judge, make that decision.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, who joins us every Thursday morning, sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Just yesterday, Google revised its advertising policy and, quote, decided to pause state and local election ads in Washington, unquote, while they assess our laws.